Welcome to the School of Radiance podcast. I'm thrilled that you have joined me today. Now, what is radiance? Radiance is the electromagnetic projection of your body, mind, spirit, and energy, as well as other aspects of yourself, humming along just fine. How do we become radiant? Join the schoolofradiance.com membership for the cherry on top approach. How to enter a room and have people notice you at the right time, in the right way, for the right reasons. Have them be attracted to your radiance. This will positively impact your personal and professional relationships and allow you to navigate life with greater ease, beauty, and radiance. This is where I share my behind-the-scenes body, mind, spirit, energy, and biohacking and detoxification practices that I don't share anywhere else. Join the membership at theschoolofradiance.com and enjoy today's episode on the School of Radiance podcast. Hey everyone, welcome to the Rachel Varga podcast. It's great to have you joining me here today. If you are new, my name is Rachel Varga. I'm a board certified aesthetic nurse specialist. And since 2011, I performed nearly 20,000 rejuvenation procedures, clinical international trainer, and also academically published award-winning author in the space of aesthetic medicine and aesthetic nursing. Be sure to subscribe and hit that bell notification so that you know when I go live here on Facebook and YouTube on the at Rachel Varga official pages. So in this episode, I'm going to just get real with you guys. This is a solo episode. I'm going to talk about getting legit information on skincare routines and cleaner options. So last night, I decided to go on YouTube and just kind of check out what some of the other YouTubers are talking about in regards to their personal skin routines. And I found this one channel, it's over a million subscribers. She was reviewing another channel, and this other channel is actually owned by a board certified dermatologist. So we have this YouTuber taking a look at this dermatologist's routine. By the way, this isn't medical information, it's educational information only. If you think you have a medical condition or something on your skin is looking a little bit unusual, please get it checked out ASAP. So the first thing that they talked about in this kind of routine review video was cleansing. And the dermatologist actually is saying, okay, use things like a separate oil, micellar water, balm to remove your makeup or sunscreen. And my advice for you is, don't bother with buying a separate oil, water, or makeup remover type balm. And the reason why is, in my experience, I have noticed and observed that when clients come to me and they say, oh, you know, I kind of have like sensitive skin, they have diffuse redness, irritation, they're coming to meet with me because they want to improve their skin, which obviously I love doing. And usually I'll find that these clients that have sensitive needs are using these types of products. They're using oil cleansers, they're using micellar water, or they're using some type of makeup balm. And it can sometimes, I find, just create a little congestion in individuals. But also, if you just have a really good cleanser, you're not going to need to purchase this other type of product. And so I just want to help you guys kind of stay on the straight and narrow and purchase as few things as possible. Just be able to get, you know, triple duty out of what you're doing. Your cleanser should be good enough to remove your makeup, dirt, oil, debris, dead skin, pollution, cosmetic creams, makeup, should be able to remove all of that. One of the things that I did like that they talked about in this review video was talking about a double cleanse. And I'm a huge fan of recommending double cleansing in the evening. It is a practice that I personally do. So before going to bed, I'll have my bath, I'll have my Epsom salts, I'll put a little bit of my favorite bath oil in there as well. You can get this on the rachelvarga.ca/store page also. And yeah, I'll put in some nice essential oils. And with the running water in the bath or the shower, I'll use that fresh running water to actually cleanse my face, not using stagnant water in the bathtub or in the sink, because that can just put bacteria back on the face, which isn't great. So if you're like, oh, do I need a separate makeup remover? Or, you know, what's this thing that people are always talking about? This like water, this micellar water, don't bother. don't buy extra products, don't waste extra money on things you don't need. And also the use of cotton pads and makeup wipes is creating more waste. So I really love encouraging y'all to become smarter consumers and save your hard-earned cash and not buy things just because things are being talked about. The other thing that I wanted to mention, I was actually really disappointed to see this skin expert talk about using products with parabens. I mean, really, the research is out on this. We know that parabens mess with our hormones. My mother is a breast cancer survivor, and she recovered from estrogen receptive breast cancer, which was speculated to be a result of her HRT. And she's a night nurse, you know, really gave her life to serving others. And unfortunately, her physical body paid for it. So I went to all of her treatment meetings, her nutrition meetings, and what they encourage people with estrogen receptive breast cancer to avoid are things like estrogen mimicking ingredients, things like lavender, things like parabens. So I knew about this for a very long time. And if you are a woman and you're, you know, between the ages of 50 to 60, the last thing you want to do is be putting things on your skin that are going to interfere with your hormones. We already have a hard enough time with keeping things in balance. The last thing we want to do is expose ourselves to toxins, which will additionally, interfere with the balancing that our body, mind, spirit, energy want. And our hormones are a huge part of that. So clean up your act, guys. Just because you see someone online saying this drugstore product is great, you know, the first thing I did, the first product they mentioned in this review, I was really disappointed and I wanted to be wrong. I really wanted to be wrong, guys. I was really hoping that this was going to be solid advice for people tuning in, and I was really shocked. They were talking about using a specific oil that you can get at the drugstore. It's a body oil for removing makeup. And I just had a feeling there was going to be parabens in it. Sure enough, I Googled it and there were parabens in the first product that they talk about. So what that tells me is, number one, it makes me quite sad for people that are tuning in, trying to do their best and do their research and get really good information to help themselves. But unfortunately, they're not necessarily finding the best information out there. So just because you see someone and they have a huge following doesn't necessarily mean that they necessarily understand the importance of using clean products and avoiding products with parabens, phthalates, sulfates, artificial dyes, fragrances, and also not testing on animals. So like I said, I wanted to be wrong. I wanted to like the video, but I could not get on board. As soon as someone talks about mentioning that they personally use products with parabens, I actually don't even want to hear any more advice from them, because it really makes me think that they have a lack of awareness of the importance of using clean products. So why should we use clean products? I think it should be pretty self-explanatory that we do absolutely need to limit toxins around us, whether it's toxins that are going into our eyes, what we're seeing, what we're eating, what we're smelling, what we're hearing, what's around us. By making an effort, a conscious effort to reduce your toxic exposure, body, mind, spirit, energy, everything that you get exposed to on a daily basis is going to help your body have the best chance possible to rejuvenate and recover and stay in balance and equilibrium. This is what we want. We want to achieve balance with things. But if we have toxins in our environment, in our self-care beauty products that are interfering with that balance, such as using parabens and skincare products and hair care products, we are not giving ourselves the best chance for aging and possibly well. I really just wanted to do a PSA here. Really have to be very careful who you're getting your information from, just because they have a massive following online and they're talking about certain products. I have a sneaking suspicion that, you know, that might be like a sponsored type of placement. They have to disclose if it's sponsored in as per FTC in their description box or when they're doing their video. So my heart really goes out to people right now, because sometimes they're looking for the best advice and they're simply just not getting it. And when you start to use really great medical grade products, you won't have to buy multiple things like micellar water, like cleansing oils, like balm makeup removers. You can get a killer cleanser that's just going to be able to do it all, which is fantastic. So if you have any questions, please don't be a stranger. Reach out, book your one-on-one consultation with me at rachelvarga.ca, and I'm here to help you navigate what you do at home and in the clinic in a way that's just right for your budget and lifestyle. Trust me, I work from retirees to tech moguls and everybody in between, and it's really my pleasure to keep you on the straight and narrow. I really do my best to bring all of you the most up-to-date, relevant, research-backed information. And I'm so grateful to be taking this journey with you. I'm sure that you enjoyed this video. I'm not going to say like exactly who those YouTubers were because it's really not about that, but I was really disappointed with some of the information that I saw that I know that, you know, the general public is seeing, and they're kind of taking it as gospel, unfortunately. So use your wise discernment. Keep tuning in here on the Rachel Varga podcast. It's my pleasure to help guide each and every one of you that's taken this journey with me. And I'm so grateful for all of you. And your kind words, send me an email, info@rachelvarga.ca. Let me know what you enjoy hearing about, what you'd like to learn more about. Be sure to leave a review on the Rachel Varga podcast page and subscribe. Hit that like button and also that bell notification so that you know when I go live and don't miss a beat. Also, I share a lot more information on my newsletter, which you can register for at rachelvarga.ca. You'll see this adorable little pop-up. Get registered on there, and you'll get some of my behind-the-scenes stuff that I don't share for free on social media for obvious reasons. I actually, at this time, can't even share with you some of the most helpful information that I know about because you literally won't see it. This is a problem. And earlier last year, I tried to do the right thing and share really helpful information to help us in our homes during trying times. And I lost functionality on my media. Very annoying. So if you get on my newsletter, you're going to get kind of that unfiltered version of me. All right. I hope you have a great rest of your day, everyone. I'll see you guys in the next episode right here on the Rachel Varga podcast.